Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I am Susan Jane and I am your host for the podcast, the Art of Intuition podcast. And today we are actually talking about how we go from a state of worry to a state of clear positive thinking. And we're doing that with the lovely Emma DeGallo. Now, Emma is an international, an international sixth sensory consultant, a visionary guide, a writer, a podcaster, and mentor, and she is skilled in quickly shifting people from a state of worry to clear positive energy. Now, I'm really, really excited to get a clearer understanding of this and for me to get some clearer positive energy too. But first of all, let's welcome Emma to the podcast. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, and you?
Just another day in paradise here.
And whereabouts are you as far as here goes?
Well, we are in Minnesota in US, and it's very cold. It's very cold.
Oh, it's cold,
but
is
it's
it?
Good. Okay, yes, yeah, and we got snow already.
Oh my goodness! Okay, right. So
it's a bit too early.
No sleeves on, and it's
cold. Long sleeves. You get the short one. I get the long one. Yeah. It's a little too cold for short sleeves.
Yeah, but here on in Brisbane or Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia, it's definitely warming up now. We're really starting to feel it. Lovely.
Good.
Right, let's get stuck into this because yes. I want to get an understanding. First things first, Emma, give us a little bit of a background about you and what you've done and how you've got to where you are today.
Oh my goodness, that was a long journey. But as a child, intuition, living with spirit, living with the universe, being connected was part of my daily life. It wasn't something that I picked up along the way. It was a question for me to how to develop it. And at the time and age there were no computers. So I had to figure it out how to develop those skill sets as I was growing up. And not being able to define, when they ask when you're a young kid, what are we going to do when you're older? And I have no idea. And as I came along, everything that I did was organic and it was where I was working. And I realized very quickly that everybody were coming to me and even my sisters as well and with their problems. I'm like, okay. And somehow being able to give the word of wisdom and show them a few things, naturally that was basically channeling the universe, what I call it. And people would just, part away and move on their journey. And I'm like, okay, there is something here that I'm supposed to be doing. So as I developed the skills and continued to evolve and grow, then I started to just said, well, maybe I should be doing this full time. And I started, it took several years to figure it out because I work in corporate. So I still do consulting. I still help mentor and help companies and people to grow. So it was a matter of how do you combine East and West, basically. So that's what I've been doing for years. So it's very interesting. And people don't even realize what I was doing either when I was working as a consulting person. So.
Absolutely. But one of the things you just said too is that was something that happened to us, and we can talk about this because of our age, but it was like we were always said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And apart from me not wanting to grow up to start with, I'm still struggling with that. it's very, very true. There's no way known when we were in our 20s, we would be thinking even there's just not that thought. There was no internet, no computer. There was not the thought that we would be sitting here videoing and podcasting.
And even learn and be connected to other individuals who are learning and learning from each other. They were nothing. So I learned it by having conversation with the universe and trying to figure it out. How do you get there? How do you do this and that? And as I was asking questions, well, the universe was sending me the clues and on my journey. So people who had some book like Dr. Murphy, Joseph Murphy. So I read them and I'm like, but this is what I do. This is what I project. This is what I do. It's like set up your goals or dreams and go for it. And I was like, well, that's what I've been doing since I'm a young kid. I'm like, okay, those were validation. Then comes the skill set and developing it and really be mindful and aware of your skills as well. So that's something that, you know, you learn when you go through life and get through interesting experiences, but it's how to respect your gift and continue to share it for the highest good of everybody, actually. It's not, yeah. You know, that's how I've been doing and operating for many years.
And I mean, when we look at it, we look back at our lives and going through it, you have picked up those skill sets, you've picked up that understanding, and then you have to actually put that into a business in this modern time. You have to put that into some sort of a program or a product for this modern time. And I know when I was doing healings and doing all my intuitive work before internet, like this is big BI before internet, you connected with a lot of people around you and you learnt because you basically got thrown in the deep end and had to swim.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. I think everybody does. Yes, but in my case, it's been so present since I'm a kid. So for me, it's natural. It's not something that some people will go, what do you call it, out of the closet, which always make me smile. I'm like, well, since I'm little, I always knew there was something different and I was doing things differently. My way of thinking was different, but I always work with it. I did not hide it. But I never advertise it either because for me, you have to live your life. It's not a question to say, hey, I am this, I am that. I'm like, no, live your life and be present in your life. So for me, it was just an evolution. What can I do with those gifts and how can I expand them? Because I like to learn. So that was the biggest things for me. So yes, not having the internet for sure didn't help, but it was interesting. It was a way of, you know, for all of us, like you and me, going on our journey and figure it out as we go along. Now it's easier, but... It's been very interesting, actually.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this going from a state of worry to positive energy. So when we're doing that, and actually what I haven't actually asked you is what your I don't like calling them gifts because I think we've all got them. It's just whether we decide to improve them or use them like any muscle, you know, the more we develop it, the better we get at it. So
that's what become a master. Practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Practice. Yeah.
What I didn't ask, and we'll do that before I go any further. What do you do? Like, what is it? What's your speciality? Your uniqueness?
Well, the problem is I have so many. We're going to narrow it down a couple. Basically, what I do as an intuitive, I see remotely. I see, hear, feel, smell remotely. So I don't need to be on the front of somebody to do my work. And I will do an intuitive reading with them if they need to be coached as the business. If somebody wants to start a business, I will help them. And it comes down from developing their business to hiring people. Everything like that, or if somebody wants to sign a big contract and they're not sure if it's a good deal or not, then I will provide them with some clarity if it's a good deal or not. Now, individually, it will be what I call the regular reading, meaning if you want to know what you want to know about your life or where you are and where you need to be at a level of your love life, professional, and same thing as well. It's providing an answer of what you see and the possibility for them. Because at the end of the day, it's the client purview to decide if, let's say, they decide to have a possibility to have a new job somewhere else. Then you can provide them information to say, yes, maybe it's a great fit for you. It's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, it's them who decide then, am I going to take that job or not? So I'm only providing information coming from the universe, but I'm not telling them what to do. This is not my job. My job is to deliver messages and information they need to move on in their life, moving forward. That's what I do. Lately I do see a it's kind of funny, but not funny, but funny for me. I do see dead people, which is very interesting because that was even very interesting more and more actually to see them. So that's another thing. That was Whitney Houston actually that showed up a couple of times during the C show with Sammy pop up in the middle. She had to give a message. So it was very interesting, but that's what I do in general, and I help. Like I said, if I go to a company and I work there, I will accelerate things, meaning I work extremely fast and I work with energies. So I can send energies and send them to people to help them. That's what I do too. So it's very complex what I do. It's not that simple. It's not like you do one thing and you're done. We are dimensional, multidimensional, that maybe we have one skill set that can be prominent, but you have others. And I like to develop mine. So I will reach out and do a lot of things that a lot of people don't know I do, especially when you're sending healing energies to people or, make them feel in a state of peace as well if they're stressed. So that takes a lot of energy to do that, but it helps people. So that's what I do.
Wow.
In a nutshell.
And it's true. I think so. Like you, Emma, I tried a lot of different techniques to see which ones worked for me, which ones felt right for me. And I think that's what you're saying, is that you can do lots of different things.
It's yes.
What you tend to really gravitate towards. But while you were talking then, you talked about the C show. Now, the C as in S-E-E.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to throw that out before we actually start. Three times a week, Emma is on the C show, and she can explain to you what C means, but it's on the Wisdom app. So what does C mean, Emma?
The C mean is the Sammy and Emma show. So that's the acronym of our basically first name. And the C show, we created it just prior that the app was launched in the world. We were all the mentors because we are top mentors there. So people can listen to us. They can join us into the conversation. And with Sammy, we created it just as I was speaking with him on his platform, on his chat. And we decided to do that as just to, provide some word of wisdom, but in the same time do, like I mentioned to you, karaoke, have fun, laughing, doing some little comedy, just relax. Like it's like hanging out with some friends and having a good time. But in the same times, it's all about positivity. It's all about, gaining something at the end of the show. You learn something, or maybe there is a message, because I still do some reading, or channel the universe. So there is some few things I'm going to be speaking about that will resonate with people who are listening. That's what we're doing, but in a lighter way.
Okay, so that's the C show, and you can get that on the Wisdom app. All right,
yes.
Let's get back into it. Now, state of worry to clear positive energy. What is, let's start with a state of worry. What do you classify as a state of worry so the listeners can get an understanding if they're actually in that situation?
Well, it's when your ego take over and you're in the middle of fears. Fears maybe you lost your job, fears that you have a lack of something, lack of food, lack of money, lack of anything. Or you worry that you might lose your job, any state of negativity, basically. That can basically throw you off balance, because if you're grounded and absolutely grounded, your spirit is in your body, you're fine. You can take and handle whatever comes your way. But often, and right now with the circumstance of the COVID-19 for the past 18 months, it basically put the world upside down. And a lot of people, what I saw was from basically the universe took most people, shake them, and just, move them upside down into the chessboard that is our lives. Totally throw them out of their safety or their bubble of safety for changes, for things that needs to be changed and shifted. So during that period of time of uncertainty, people are not sure. You don't know when you go into the unknown, when you know, we're in the middle of it still a bit. And you don't know, you know, we didn't know if you keep a job. You don't know if you're going to be able to have food on your table. You don't know nothing. And that's fear that comes in, that ego, that flight or fight mode that comes in. And all of a sudden you feel that everything is closing on you. You're like the walls are closing on you. And that's that state that basically will, I always said, to get the flow of the universe and you want what you need, then the problem is if you send negative energy like fears, like a lack of, it will basically create that bumper. So the flow of the universe wants to come, but it cannot come to you because you're projecting negativity that will push the flow back. So you're stopping the flow. And when you do this, then you don't see any result. And you go into more panic and you're going to take the wrong decision, make the wrong move. Realizing later on, if I would have kept, you know, stand still, if I would have kept calmer, then I would have seen the solution right there. I would have not had to worry as I've done. And I've been there and I've done that. So it's speaking also per experience. It's not like, oh, I just channeled the universe and yay, nothing happened to me. Not true. But it's learning to ground ourselves, learning to keep simple mantras in our mind and keeping them repeating. So after a while, the ego or your thoughts pattern is going to start to change. And you're not going to see that the end of the world is coming towards you. But instead, okay, I got a challenge. That's interesting. Okay, how are we going to figure this one out? Universe, I need your help. And use just see a happy ending, meaning you focus on everything's going to be resolved. I don't know how. It's not my problem. The universe is going to help me one way or the other. Somebody's going to come and help me. Something's going to shift in a way that, whoa, it works. I see the magic of the universe in at its best working. So that's why most people don't realize. And as I said, I've been there too. I have trained myself to keep those mantras, but there is some days it's probably harder to, you know, you can be challenged a lot. And lately, a lot of people felt, you know, in their safe bubble and the bubble burst. And all of a sudden you lost your bearings, you lost everything. And you have to figure it out how to go with the flow, how to become flexible. You cannot control your outer condition. The only way you can do is control how you react. And how you react will impact your outer conditions. So
okay, I love where you're going on with that one. Mm-hmm. And you were finishing it off on how you react. Okay, so mm-hmm. And where I'm sort of, I guess where I'm taking you back a little bit.
Yes.
If the listeners are there and they're in this state of upside down, which is what mm-hmm. you sort of said, which I really like.
Oh, yeah.
That terminology. They're in this state of upside down, and you're saying, you know, one of the things you've got to do is be mindful of how you react.
Yep.
How can, if somebody is feeling, and I suppose I want some real grounded understanding on this, and even talking about grounding, how do they do that? So they're in this state of upside down and they have to focus on, I've lost my train
of. You have to focus on staying at peace, bring the peace back. So there is a few things you can do. One, you get exercise breathing exercise that will slow down basically your heartbeat, but also bring you the oxygen. The problem we've got when we're in a flight or fight mode is the oxygen. We are basically, instead of breathing, I'm going to take my time, I'm breathing. Life is good too. Oh my God, there is a problem. And my breathing becomes shallow and shorter. So the oxygen doesn't go in my brain, doesn't go fully in my muscles, and I'm starting to tense. So the first thing we have to remind ourselves is first, recognize the symptom, because a lot of people don't recognize that. They don't, because they're so used to react, then they're going to go fully into the fight or flight mode. If you stop yourself and said, okay, I can feel the triggers, I'm starting to feel nervous. Now let's breathe. Take deep breath. then the first thing you can do, if you're capable to do that, is to go outside or do go for a walk inside of the building. And that happens if, let's say, I'm going to use work because I think it's the easiest things to relate. When you're in an environment who, you know, you have deadlines, and all of a sudden you're realizing that, oh my God, we're not gonna meet the deadline. Instead of panicking, what you do is, okay, I'm gonna take a walk for about 5 minutes. I'm gonna walk outside, inside, doesn't matter. I'm gonna walk and I'm gonna start to relax my muscles. I'm gonna start to breathe. When you start to do this, you start to really let the oxygen come in your mind, into your brain. And then this is where you can get those intuitive moments that's like, oh, maybe Bob can help me with that. Then you go back to your desk and you finish it up and you connect with the person. But if you don't do these kind of things or listening to music, as I said, I always love to listen to music because music, very high level hertz music, because the lower one bring you lower energy, and I don't function with lower energy. I function higher energy. So listen to something that is a beat, something that cheer you up, and that helps to elevate that energy. That will move it to for you and help you to relax. It's a question of how can I relax? How can I do that? Some will go for a run. Some will walk. Some will take their dogs for a walk. Some will start painting, singing, dancing, anything that can move those energy out of your system. So okay. That's
okay.
You know.
Hang on a minute, Emma. Let yes. me go back.
Right. Okay.
Right. First of all, it's awareness. So you're feeling yes. Like there's a deadline you've got to meet. You're feeling mm-hmm. there's a pressure that we've got to do. There's yep. something happening. So it's being aware that you're actually feeling this tension, this
yes.
fear, this concern, yes. this worry.
Yep.
When you've done that, then you're saying stop. Just
yes.
stop where you are and think about it, have a breathe and go for a walk. So what you're doing is you're cutting that energy, that
yes.
panic, that worry, you're yeah. cutting it and you're transferring it into walking and breathing. Yeah.
You're transmuting it to something else that will bring you positivity. The other thing, and I think the essential key in there too, is the mantra. What are you telling you at the moment you start to panic? At the moment you're seeing things not going right, what are you telling yourself?
Okay.
And that's the key.
Words. Yep. Okay.
The
so
words.
Your awareness. And yes. then and that's part of the awareness too, isn't it?
Yes.
So the awareness is your physical tension, what you're experiencing yep. physically, how yep. you're feeling emotionally,
yep.
and what you're saying to yourself.
Self. Like, that broken records that needs to stop.
Big change.
Because the problem I hear than too many individuals, even if I don't do a reading, I heard so many times, I am not good at this. It's going to again fail. I am not this. I'm like, okay, let's stop the conversation and let's reverse.
Yep.
This okay. for a sec. Let's stop the I'm not to, I am capable. I'm delivering the projects. Everything is just fine. I am, and fill out the blank. So when I worked on projects and they were going sideways from the beginning, I knew I had to nurture them. But my thoughts always said they're going to be delivered on time. It doesn't matter. They're going to be delivered on time. And when you start to say that, then things start to shift in a positive way because you are not letting the outer condition you're in dictate your state of mind. You are telling the universe, no, it's not happening here. We're going to shift it and we're going to make it happen no matter what. And that's what you have and we all have to do. It takes about 30 days to change the way we're thinking, to get a new patterns, but we need to listen to our patterns because the worst part is a lot of people don't realize that little voice stuck in the back of our heads who's always said, you're not good at this, you're not doing it, it's going to fail, it's going to do this. And like, well, you're never going to go anywhere because you basically, quote unquote, shoot yourself in the foot or cut the grass under your feet. You're not going anywhere. And that's a big problem. It's like when you start to shift that thought to, I'm capable of too. I'm doing it. It's not I will, it's I am. I'm speaking in a present tense and this is what it is and so it is. That's it. There is no negotiation. There is nothing else better than that. So it is. Then you can overcome where you are. I've done things even as when I started here 25 years ago, I had, and I will say it was impossible for me to make ends meet. Impossible. Somehow, over the rainbow, because I always said to myself and to the universe, I was seeing myself writing all of my checks, all of my bills. I said, everything is paid. I have plenty of money to spare and share. And I kept going. And believe it or not, I paid all of my bills. That's it. And that was not like, oh, I will or I should or I'm like, nope, it's all paid. I don't know how. And even 2 days, sometimes I go back, I'm like, how was it possible? Don't know. I don't even ask. I'm like, I don't care. The universe helped somehow, somewhere over the rainbow. I don't know how I did it. Working two jobs, do what I got to do. But was on paper impossible? Absolutely. Did I make it happen? Yes, because I utilized my gift. I utilized the beliefs. If you put your faith, your state of mind that, you know what? Everything is possible. And I'm going to reach the sky no matter what. You reach the sky. The sky is the limit for everybody. It doesn't matter where you're born, with a silver spoon in the mouth, or poor, because I grew up poor. I got out of where I did when I was young. I don't know. It was just like, I don't feel I was in the right place. We were dirt poor. But my spirit, my warrior spirit, kept going. And I kept dreaming so big. So it's so important for people to have faith and believe in themselves. I had nobody to coach me. I had nobody to, you know, my mom never understood who I was. She thought I was crazy. I'm like, yeah, maybe I am crazy to you, but I know what I want. I know where I need to be. And it wasn't there where I grew up. I knew I had a different life and I had to get there. And to get there, I used my dreams. I used my beliefs, my faith. Even if I could not see anything until that opportunity finally presented itself, and I took it. It scared me because it was totally different. I knew when I took it, I will never go back and move forward into a journey that was mine, basically. So, you know, it's difficult for people to understand that. And it's difficult when you're conditioned to don't believe in yourself, when you're conditioned to don't trust your instinct.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I just want to let people know too, because they're connecting with you, that Emma's contact email is emma@edge-associate. So Edge is without an E. E-D-G.
G, because those are my initials.
Oh, okay. There you go. Edge-associate. Yeah. .com. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. That's really good. Okay, so I want to go back over it again. I want to rehash it. Yep. So we're talking about we're in this state of worry.
Mm-hmm.
There's three things you've got to be mindful of. Our physical aspect, how we're feeling is the tension. Yep. Our emotional aspect, how the emotions that are coming through. You might be upset, you might be concerned, you might be worried. And then we've got the, what was the last one we said?
That was the little voice in the back of our heads.
The voices in your head. So we've looked at those. They're all firing all at once.
Yes.
And you're saying, as soon as you acknowledge that, stop.
Yes.
Do something different. Change your thoughts. So look at your mantras. Change your emotions by breathing and omming. Yep. Just settle down. And then change your physical aspect by going for a walk for a couple of minutes and allowing the energy to change and information to come. As soon as you go stop, what you're actually doing is acknowledging that I don't want to have that feeling. I don't want to feel like that. Yep. I want to change it. And you may not know exactly how it's going to be changed or what you're changing to, but you want it changed.
And you stop basically that vicious circle you're in, that little circle you're running around, you stop that. It's amazing when you start to say no more. It's like, I need to change something. I need to do something new. So with the help of the internet, you can find some very simple mantras you can use. Everything is good. I have plenty of money to spare of share. I have a great job. Even if you don't have a job, when I manifested some of them, I just said, you know, I did a groceries list and I said, okay, I have a dream job. I don't know what it is. I don't care. The universe is going to bring it to me. I will get that intuition to, when I'm going to look for a job, I'm looking at it. Do I feel it or not? When I applied for a job, I'm not going to apply for 200 jobs. I'm going to apply for the one I feel it. So it might be maybe 10 a day, maybe by me 5 a day. Then when you come across the one that is perfect, you're feeling it. Do I feel it? Do I feel it's going to be good? And then you go through the process of the interview and realize at the end of the day, that's the dream job. But sometimes you don't have to put a title to something you don't know. You just put a general description. So the universe knows that, hey, Emma is open for business. We're going to bring you the best of the best. Because I don't know, the universe does. And keep an open mind. That's, I think, the biggest things that people have to learn. Flexibility and keep an open mind. Sometimes solutions come to us in a state of fear, in a state of madness, in a way that we don't expect. It can be somebody reaching out to you and just said, oh, I can help you with this, or I know somebody, or I have a position for you, or something that you need, and they will bring it to you. Or it can be an email, it can be anything. So you have to be open to it, but you have to learn to ground yourself. Your spirit should not be a yo-yo inside and outside of your body. You should try to ground yourself. Doing exercise, daily exercise, doing something, you know, that change your routine and be open for the unexpected in a positive way. And keep it positive. Even, as I said, it's worse than we did. I kept it positive. I don't know how, but I kept it positive because I did not want it to go down. It's easier to be negative than positive. It's that energy, that lower energy is so easy to go in that rabbit hole. And it's like, no, I'm not going down. I'm going up. I want a change in my life. So we're going to go. I don't know how. I'm a student of life. Remind yourself, I'm a student of life. I'm learning. So I'm going to go messy. And when you're learning to do that, especially when you're, you know, learning to be aware of your triggers, then you can make the proper changes. That's what I would say.
Okay.
It's a all lot, right. Isn't it?
I know. Oh, no, I love it. Absolutely. All right. So there was stuff in there, like you're bringing up so much, and there's like, oh, I've got a question. Oh, I've got a question.
That's
and
the universe. Good luck with that. Because, yeah. By the way, I do channel the universe. So generally, everything I'm speaking right now is coming from the universe, just as an FYI.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course, I want to jump in and go, question. But, that's not happening. I loved how you brought it back to, the business side of it and getting an understanding of it. You bring it back to the real world. And I think that's sort of, we often hear about the, you know, do this and do that. And it goes so out there that it makes it really, really hard. But if we can bring it back, like you say, ground it back. Mm-hmm. So there are steps that we can take. They're easy steps that we can take and follow.
Sorry, my dogs are barking.
And your puppy dogs. Yeah.
Yes, I have two. I don't recall them. Sorry.
But I also, Emma, I wanted to let people know too that you have a podcast as well, and you have it on Podomatic.
Yes, I do.
And it's called Emma's Universe.
Yes.
What do you talk about on, obviously, your universe? What do you mainly talk about on your podcast?
Let me say this. The universe is not me. I call it universe because one of my sisters do not believe in God, which is fine. Whatever, you know, suit everybody's boat. So when I talk to her, I always use the word universe. Universe is AKA God. So Emma's universe, basically, it's the universe speaking through me. I do write blogs, daily blogs. And what I do, once in a while, I do a free, what I call it, a freestyle. But I use the blogs and I write for the first maybe minute. And then it's the universe talking. And the universe will be saying whatever it has to say. And I started this, that was part of my groceries list. What I call the groceries list, it was, what do you call it? I'm losing my English on this one. I love it when I lose my English and my thoughts. Thank you, universe,
like
for that.
A bucket list? Do you mean like a bucket list?
Yes, exactly. So every year I did a little bucket list. And when I started my business, I put it together. One of them was a podcast. I'm like, I will do it later on. And I started to do the blogs, and all of a sudden the universe pointed out that I needed to start the podcast. So it was like, okay, what am I going to be talking about? I have no idea. And actually, it's not me who talks, it's the universe. So basically, the universe is using me through the podcast to send and give messages to people. So some of them that I do know, who listen to my podcast will say, drop me an email or a tweet and just say, hey, this one resonated with me. That was for me. So those are messages from the universe for people, to inspire people, to let them know that, you know what? You don't have to be a billionaire to start your own business. You don't have to think that even if you're born on the wrong side of the track, that you're a lost cause. That's not true. You can overcome all of this and become who you're supposed to become. So it's basically empowering people to really believe in themselves and realizing that you can realize your dream as the wildest dream you've got. It might be taking a decade, 2 or 3 or 4 decades to do it, but it's feasible. You just have to have faith and believe in yourself. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I remember what it was that you were talking about too. You were talking about with your goals. You were saying about you don't know how you're going to reach it. Like, your dream job, that's what you were talking about. Yep, you don't know how you're going to reach it. You don't know what it is, but you know what it is. And why I relate to that so much is because I do intuitive art readings. So I do flower readings, which are like your goals in life. Mm-hmm. Now, again, you go back to it and you go, well, I don't quite know what my life purpose is. I don't know what my goal is. I don't know where I'm going. Yep. But you know how you want to feel. And
exactly.
That's what these emotional goals are about. So when you're talking about your dream job, you're talking about how you want to feel when
it's
you're
about,
in a dream job.
It's about feeling, because we're emotional, we're vibrational being. We're not only a thought, we're not the body, we're not only the spirit, we're vibrational. So every thought turns to a vibration and the universe picks up that vibration, because the universe works 24/7. They don't even know what the joke is. They don't even know what ranting means. They take everything at face value. You have to let them know once in a while it's a joke. But they take everything at face value. So whatever you think, you are sending that energy. And that energy is going to pick up. So when you set an intention and you want to co-create something with the universe, you don't look at the how it's going to happen. You only look at the end of the goal. Like you said, Susan, how does it feel to have your dream job? How do you feel? I'm feeling right now, it's funny I'm saying that, because my heart chakra is opening right now. It's like, hey, Ma, we're getting it. I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you very much. But how does it feel? Are you ecstatic? You get up in the morning, you create that little film in your head that's like, whoa, I get up in the morning, I'm smiling from ears to ears. I'm going to an office, or whatever you want to imagine. Even if you have no clue, just said, imagine an office and you're like, I'm having fun. I'm loving it. I'm just communicating with people. This is great. I feel empowered. I am just, oh my God, I'm just feeling great. I never felt like that before. So that energy will be sent to the universe, and the universe is going to pick up and say, oh, Emma wants her dream job. Don't worry. We got it. We're going to bring it to you. And this is what they're going to do. That's what I did for one of the job I had as a consulting person, actually. I had no idea, so I want my dream job. So I figured it out. They did. And it was a dream job, actually, than I had. It was like better than I would ever imagine.
That's right. That's the biggest thing. It's not because, and I go right back to where we started. Yeah. When I was 20 years old and someone said to me, what do you want to be when you grow up? There's no way known I would have even thought about doing podcasts or TV. Because there was no such thing. So your dream job doesn't necessarily have to be something that you can physically imagine.
Oh, no,
it's
you don't.
About feeling it.
Exactly.
And imagining it. And one thing you did miss, Emma, and I need to bring that forward, is you have to also make sure you go, and my dream job is bringing me all the finances that I want.
Exactly. And for me, the dream job...
That.
Yes, because for me, the dream job englobe automatically the money, because it comes with it for me. So when they brought to me that dream job, and then I had no idea, and I worked for a great company. It was a great company. It was a short ride, but it was an awesome ride, because it was like, okay, we give you this MI before you start your business. But it was just beautiful. I would have never, and that's why when you co-create, when you set your intention, when you do your bucket list, if you don't know, don't try to narrow it down. The same with a mate, finding a mate. Don't describe the Brad Pitt of the world. Just give the essential characteristic of that person, not the physical. Let it to the universe and keep an open mind. But when you set up an intention and just said, I want my dream job, or I want my dream mate, or I want, abundances of any forms coming in my life, All of my bills are paid. I have plenty of money to spare and share, and I travel and I give it away and I do so many things. You don't put a number. If you want to put a number, put $1 billion. Don't put $100,000. Just go for the biggest and the wildest, because the sky is the limit. Don't limit yourself. And I think when people set intentions, they're limiting themselves. You narrow it down. Don't narrow it down. Let the universe step in and do the work.
Yeah. I think SMART goals are just for small little tasks that you want to achieve.
Yes.
But as far as the dreams go, we don't put a limit on it. Absolutely not.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people do that, and it's like, don't. Yeah. It's like, you can have something even better. So that's why there's one thing that I know is, if you have a set of goal and you said, well, I want to be a manager, for example, then use the word after that for the universe or something even better. So it leaves the room for the universe. You said, okay, you wanted your manager, but you're not a manager. We're going to make you maybe a VP because that's your place. Then you give the room for the universe to bring you that job. You're not limiting yourself. Otherwise, you're going to limit yourself, because we don't have the bird's eye view. The universe has the bird's eye view of where we are in that chessboard that is our lives. So we have to be able to partner with the universe. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. Just go with it and see. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised when you do that. It's amazing to see the little magic, the realizing we're all alchemists. I always believed when we were a kid that an alchemist was just doing making gold. And I'm like, well, I would like to know the recipe for gold. But I'm realizing, you know, when you grow up and your thoughts and everything else is more in place than dreaming of gold, then the alchemist, you can manifest and materialize things in a way that is unbelievable. I've done things that even myself, I'm laughing today because I'm like, holy moly, I would never believe I've done that. But you see this and you empower others to believe in themselves. And I think this is the biggest thing. It's like, it's not a 15-minute drive-through. Like I explained to people, I said, if you want to change something in your life or bring something in your life, it's not a drive-through. It takes labor, it takes works, and it will come to fruition, but not on your time, on the universe timing, because the universe has to put all of the pieces together and the one we don't see together for us to have it delivered. The universe never brings us the half bit. They bring you the full plate, the full cake, like I call it. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. And even when you're talking about that with aspect like that, so when you're saying that if you like for a mate, a partner, if you narrow it right down and talk about hair color and this and mm-hmm. that and everything else, what the universe has to do is try and line up everything like that to get to what you believe you want. Whereas if you open it up and go, okay, well, this is how I want to feel when I'm with that person. Mm-hmm. This is what we want. You know, you don't go down into the, oh, I've lost her. She's disappeared. We don't go down into those little areas there. But Emma's just, I've just lost her off of the broadcast. I would love to let you know that she may come back on. I'm not sure if she clicks the button, she could. But if you want to go to her website, it's www. Here she comes. She's back on. If you want to go to her website. There you go. Back again.
I'm back. I just like, it just hang up and I'm like, I lost something here.
We've got a lunar eclipse coming up very, very soon.
On Friday, I know. It's going to be interesting. So, full moon and eclipse.
And we mucked up this morning. But anyway, I was just saying, all right. While we're waiting for you to come back on, I was just saying that your website is www.edgeintuitive.com. Now, Edge is Emma DiGallo's,
DiGallo.
Mm-hmm. Her initials. So it's
EDG intuitive.com.
Intuitive.com, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can connect with her on that one. But what I was saying is when you look at it, say you wanted to go from Australia to America. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and you go, and I want to do it this day and that day, and I want to do it this way and that way and everything else, like you do with a partner when you say, I want blonde hair, I want blue eyes. If we start to narrow it down like that, then all these things have to come into place. So it can take a lot longer to achieve what you want.
And not only this, but it's not going to be able, because the universe is never going to deliver what you're asking them to deliver.
In that time frame, exactly. Whereas when you turn around and go, okay, I want to go to America, I don't care how I go there. I just want to feel really good there, and I want to do this.
Yes.
You don't make so many rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. You know, I could end up on a plane. I could go by boat. Yep. I could go by courier mail. No, I don't really want to do that. But, you're starting to open it up, like you said, and you're being open-minded about it. So there's so many things. If I said I want to go to America but I don't have the money, then I'm going to stop myself straight away.
Here we go, because you're already creating the block. The problem is your little self, aka your ego, is going to tell you, no, you're going to fail. You don't have the money. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. We're going to go over there, but they are crazy over there. It's scary. But where are you going to stay? But you don't know anybody. It's not happening. No. You're staying here. We want you safe. So you're going to listen to your fears, and you're going to be like, uh-oh, I'm not going to move in because I'm too scared, but I still have my dreams. So when you, like you said, when you start to just feel it and look at pictures, what helps a lot is pictures, because the visual will inspire you. So look at different pictures, maybe water, maybe buildings, whatever inspires you, and feel it. Feel you're there and enjoy it, and you're happy and you're ecstatic. And you know what? I got it. You never know. You could have somebody calling you and they say, hey, by the way, I'm going to the US, but my friend or my husband cannot come with me. Do you want to go with a trip with me? We're going to go for a couple of weeks, all expenses paid. And you're like, oh, that's a dream come true. Here we go. And off I go. Or maybe a possibility to, by way of networking, having somebody said, hey, if you want to come and stay at my place, not a problem. And, you know, just by your airfare, and somebody's going to maybe say, hey, oh, you're going to the US. Well, let me, what do you need? And say, well, I'm looking for maybe the airfare. I need some work. And like, okay, we can, you know, get the work and you get the money and you save it. You can get it done. You can get it done. You just have to believe it.
Absolutely. And if you're focusing too much on the details, it's going to stop you where we need to focus on the feeling. We need to focus on the emotion and enjoying
the goal.
Being there.
Yeah, you have it. And it's not, okay, so there's two things. One, there was Dr. Joseph Murphy, and I unfortunately passed away a long time ago in the mid-80s. So he's not here anymore. And too bad, because I wanted to meet him, but I will probably have a conversation with him a different way. But I like what he said. We are our worst own enemies. When it comes down to create, we cannot micromanage the how. It's the universe purview to do the job. It's perfect synchronicity to do the job. It's not us. How it's going to be delivered to us is not our problem. The only thing we got to do is focus on our goals. That's it. Focus on your dream. Focus on your goal. And as you said, when you got the feeling of, I have it. It's not, I will. Again, one of the things when you co-create with the universe, it's not, I am going to have it. I will have it maybe someday. Because if you send this energy into the world for the universe to pick it up, I said, well, am I going to want to go one day in the US? Well, maybe, you know, maybe when she's 80 years old. We're not going to do it now because she doesn't want it. However, if you are talking in the present tense, I am already in the US. I am living my dream. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun. I'm visiting cities. I'm going to the beach. I'm learning more history. I'm traveling to national parks. It's great. I'm in. I'm already here, already there. Then the universe said, okay, Emma already has it. Okay, we're going to deliver it to her. So they're going to deliver it to you faster. Not, oh, but if you think about it, well, maybe in 10 years, 20 years, we'll see. You know, it's like the donkey and the carrots. It's like, no, you have to, no. We don't want to be the donkey and the carrots. Speak in the present tense. And I correct a lot of people who speak in the front of me. I'm like, do not speak this one in front of me, because the universe is listening. And guess what? It's going to pick it up. Don't change. Speak in the present tense. And that's, I think, the hardest part for people to, I will, I do. I'm like, no, you have it. You already have it. Don't even argue with it. You have it. And the details, like you said, the detail is something we need to stop.
The details in the goal, not getting to the goal. The detail is in how you're feeling.
Yeah, it's how things gonna put into places. You don't know, because I give example of the mate, and I use the Emma is in the West Coast. Her future mate is in the East Coast. So Emma's gonna just say to the universe, "I would like to meet somebody who's just perfect for me, a perfect man, the dream man." That really is perfect for me, has all of the beautiful quality, and I'm going to enjoy and have a good of life. Somebody who's faithful, well, loving, blah, blah, blah. Just stop right there. And I send to the universe. Then Emma's going to have a conference she's going to attend in Texas, because she's participating at the conference and she's going to be speaking there. So Emma goes at the conference and speak there. And somebody from the audience who listened to it is going to be networking with her later on and say, "You know what? We have a conference in New York. We would like you to be a guest, a host over there to speak about what you just done today here." And you're like, "Okay, cool." And it's like, "Okay, cool. I'm going to work on that. Go back to California, continue my job." A couple months later, flew to New York and do the conference. And she's going to be networking afterward. And then she's going to meet somebody that said, "Well, can you come to the company here and have a chat? We like what you're doing, blah, blah, blah." Go to the company. And all of a sudden, she met Mr. Right. All right. And then everything moved forward in a good and happy land. But in order for me to meet that person, then I have to go through where the universe is guiding me. I had to go to Texas to get to that PR, to that conference, to go to the conference in New York to meet that person into a company that was interested about my work. It's never a straight line. That's why we don't interfere on the how, because the universe has to put all of the pieces together. It's not us. It's not our job. Our job is to follow the breadcrumbs to get there. But we cannot dictate how. Every time, and I don't know if you have ever experienced that, but every time we try to control everything, it always, quote unquote, blow up in our faces, because it never works. But when you let the universe do his work, all of a sudden everything works by magic. You're like, "Oh my God, this is happening. I cannot believe it." And you're like, "Yeah, that's called magic. That's called let the universe do its work, because they deliver what's best for us, not us."
Absolutely. That was so good.
I love that story. I use it a lot on my podcast and stuff like that to explain to people how it works, because they don't understand. It's like they want to narrow it down, everything they want to control, and they go outside and start to look for people. The same thing. If you look for a mate, do not go out and try to look for everybody. Is it my mate? Is it not my mate? Again, the energy you're sending out will push out that flow. So you're never going to meet Mr. right away, because you're pushing the flow away. So that's why you have to mind your own business and dream about it. You don't have to go and search. And I've seen too many people who feel desperate because, "Oh my God, all of my friends have somebody." And I'm like, "Okay, but so what? It's maybe their mates, but your time will be later on. You maybe have some more growth to do." Yes. I did not find my mate when I was 20, I can tell you that, neither 30, neither 40. He came later on, but he came at the last minute, like we said, unexpectedly, at the last minute. I had no clue. I'm like, I was busy doing our thing when he dropped on my lap, and I'm like, "What am I doing with this now? Come on, universe, are you kidding me?" I'm like, "Is it a joke?" Seriously, no, I don't have the time for that. So I have to shift everything. But living your life and, you know, living your life doesn't mean that because you're going to end up at Christmas time or Thanksgiving time or any holidays, you know, by yourself, then you have to feel the black sheep of the family. It's not your time. You have other things to do. It's not ready yet for you. And you know what? Yeah, sometimes it's like we say, it's not that fun, but most of the time it's like learning to know who we are is essential. And I said that a couple of days ago, I was speaking live and I said, it should be a requirement when, especially in the US, I don't know for Australia, but in the US, they go from living with their parents to do university, live with roommates, they live with a roommate, and then they get married. And I will say, because of the 50% of rate of divorce here when they are younger, then they have not learned who they are because they have not lived by themselves. So you then don't know who they are because they leave from one person, they move to one person, to another. And I'm like, no, you don't know who you are. So live by yourself for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Then you learn what you like and you don't like. And then you're capable to make the distinction when you're meeting people that, hey, that person is nice. I'm going to do a little, you know, a little path or your journey with them, but that's not the right person for me to marry. So that's another thing. It's like growing and maturing. It's very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And I do agree. And Australia is similar to that too, where we do tend to sort of follow the social norms and go along like that. And yeah, and I absolutely agree. I think it's we don't know who we are enough to be actually marrying somebody, to be with somebody. We need to have that understanding. And yes, my partner now came after marriage and everything else, because I then had space. I had 10 years on my own where I could actually find me again, be who I really was, you know, not under the guise of a parent or under the guise of a partner. It was just me on my own, and it was really, really nice to discover who I was. That's when everything does start to come forward.
Exactly. That's when you say that 10 years. Me too, it was 10 years. It was funny, actually. It was like, yeah, and I do miss my alone time, I must say. I miss that too, because it's like you relax. You're like, yes, you have your own space, but you learn who you are. And I think it was essential, maybe because of what we do, it was essential for me to do it. But for me, it wasn't marriage, wasn't, and still not, because I'm still not married. I'm just engaged at this point. But I'm like, I'm not running for the altar. I'm like, I'm good. I'm like, okay, I got a partner that got dropped on my lap. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Thanks, universe. You know, it took you about 2 decades to do that, but thank you very much. That's sweet. But, you know,
they're not in a hurry sometimes.
I know, but it's beautiful because the growth we've got when we live alone, we understand who we are and we know what we're going to accept and what we are not going to accept in our lives. And I think it's essential to keep our voice. Because when we are getting married, sometimes we lose our voice. We don't know who we are. And we cannot even express ourselves at the end because we're afraid that if I speak up, then the person's not going to recognize me. So it's challenging as well. So it's difficult. So I escape. I run fast enough. Let's put it this way.
I think that's a whole nother podcast.
Yes, it is. It is, but I think, you know, you have to understand your surrounding. You have to understand, even when, and I'm going to probably bring it back down to when you have people in your life that can help you and ground yourself, when you have a partner that can do that, it's wonderful. But sometimes when you're on a fight or flight mode, the people don't know how to help you. And that's the difficult part too. There is some people that, you know, they will step back because it's like, oh my God, it's coming back. Let's go all hide. But it's nice if you got somebody that can understand what you're going through and help you to calm you down in a way that is positive.
Yeah.
As well.
Look, I could keep going on with that because that is a really good good subject. But I think I might just get you back on the show again, Emma, and we can
all
talk
about.
I'd love to talk about the relationships because you're talking on a different level and an understanding that I think would really resonate with the listeners. So I would love to have you back on if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, I would love it because, I think it's a very interesting talk. And I think I dearly love you. I do not, by the way, for a disclaimer, I did not know Susan before, but beautiful spirit. And it's like recognizing your spirit that I knew before, which is awesome. This is what I love. It's like,
thank you.
Yes, I do. So for me, that's beautiful. But I think, you know, being able to know who we are and understand the triggers and realizing that there is a solution. You have a partnership. It's not a visible one. It's invisible, which makes it difficult for people to really believe on the universe, on magic, on everything like that. But when you keep the faith and the hope, I think this is what helps a lot. So to me, it's like the magic. And I've done that since I'm little. For me, it's natural. It's normal. For some people, it's not. But for me, it is. So I don't know. Always talk to them. Told my sister, actually.
And look, I think it's normal. I think it's normal for most people. They just aren't aware of it. Like in our times, there's a lot of things that happened to me that I didn't understand what they were. And it wasn't until I read about them in books, because we didn't have internet, when I read about them in books But I understood what they were. I had a near-death experience. I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a name for what happened. I left my body during a very, very violent pack rape, and I didn't know that's what had happened until I had a, you know, I was reading about it five or 10 years later and getting an understanding of what actually happened to me. So I think everybody has that ability, and what's good about these podcasts and different aspects like this is it allows people to get an understanding. They have felt it. They have experienced it. They may be aware of it, but they don't know what it's called. And so they put it to the back. And until they listen to something like this or they get an understanding of it, then they start to go, oh, okay, yep, that's actually that did happen. Oh, yeah, you know, and they can bring it forward like that. But, Emma, I have to say, we have to say goodbye. This is the longest podcast that I've done. Congratulations.
Generally, mine lasts about 2 hours. So when I'm collaborating, it's like it's time flying. You don't realize that it's like you're in a bubble and people don't realize it's like, oh, my God. Yes, we do. That's the universe way. So, but no, I love it. And I think people will resonate with what we're talking about because, you know, the more we talk about it, the more it's feels normal for people and they're not shy. And we all have gifts and we need to utilize those gifts. It's not for the few chosen. That's not true. Everybody have those gifts. Yeah. So, but it was a pleasure and honor to speak with you. Absolutely. It was delightful. So we can do a round two or three whenever you need me. Just let me know.
Now, look, Emma, stay on the line. I'm going to do the closing and then we'll have another chat and we'll work it out because I'm sure the listeners would love to hear a bit more about relationships and get a better understanding of that. And especially the way you put it forward because it's really, I just love it. I just love like how you bring it forward. It's really lovely. So thank you so much for being on
the
show.
Thank you so much.
any last things you want to share with us?
Well, just, you know, I love I love your show and I love what the messages are. And I think people should be inspired by it and not be afraid. Find your voice. And you know what? Student of life. So we start messy, but it gets better as we're practicing. That's all. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Oh, well done. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've got to go back to this button. Oh, yep. Right. Thanks, guys. That was really, really interesting and really good. I love how having different guests on, they can explain things in a different manner and so we can get a better understanding of it. If you don't get it the way I'm saying and talking, you'll get it the way somebody else is saying or talking. So it works out really, really well. But that was Emma. Now, remember, you can get her on her own podcast, which is Emma's Universe on Podomatic, and her website is edgintuitive.com, okay? So it's her initials, intuitive.com, so you can connect with her or on the Wisdom app, the C show, S-double-E show. You'll be able to see that or listen to that too. So that is, hang on, I've got to press the right buttons when I'm doing this because otherwise I press the wrong buttons and all sorts of things happen. There's online courses if you want to learn how to do some flower readings so you can have a look at your emotional goals and achieve them because your intuition will tell you exactly how to do that. And that gives you a little bit more of a concrete understanding of it. As you get better at it, you just bring it in intuitively and you'll be getting really good at that. But that's me for now. I'm doing live readings on Tuesday mornings on Facebook on the Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group. So jump on there if you want to a card or a reading from there. But that's it. I've got to go because it's really long. Okay, guys, bye for now. Have a great day.